Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of N4G Radio, and we can't seem to get a schedule intact, but hopefully we're back for good now. What's that?
I don't know. This might be my last one for a while.
Yeah, this is true. You're coming up on the big day.
Yep.
Yep.
Getting real close.
And then you'll know exactly what I've been going through for the past month. But with us, we have the fearsome foursome on the show. We have Gambus Callon.
Greetings, programs.
Yeah, we got that patent pending, biatch. And we have Killer Wolverine.
Hey.
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 And we have the Wombat.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
So, let's just get right to it. Let's jump to the meat and potatoes.
Tasty.
You stay away from my meat and potatoes.
Oh, Franks and Beans.
Franks and Beans.
Speaking of Franks and Beans, Gambus Con, let's talk about your fondling.
Oh, you had to go there, didn't you?
I went there. At least I didn't say Vienna sausage.
Oh. Ugh. Yeah. It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been.
Yes. Okay, this past couple weeks of fondling, I played a lot of iPhone games.
Weren't you just bitching on Facebook about wasting money?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I'm compelled to, man.
I think you just got called out, Jason.
I did. I called you out.
Yeah, but I wasn't even talking about iPhone games, but anyway.
No, you were complaining about paying for DLC.
Yeah, but yeah, that's another discussion. But yeah, DLC. Every game has to have it now.
Just wait, iPhone games will have it too.
It's another bullet in the bullet point race.
But yep. you see, who cares if all the if there's every game's got to have it? You don't have to buy it.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. This is my only comment on DLC, and then I'll let it go. I don't mind expansion pack DLC, but it's sort of like have you ever read the beginning of the Old Testament when it's like so and so begat so and so and so and so begat so and so. With console gaming now, it becomes the internet. Or online gaming begat being able to download DLC on your console. Being able to download DLC on your console begat patches for games. Patches for games begat this crap that's going on now with EA and THQ charging $5 if you buy it and use it to play online.
Right, but I'm confused. You're saying one thing. Jason's saying another with DLC. So, I mean, what's he really mad about? DLC or paying to play online if you're buying a used game?
It's an accumulation of everything, in my opinion. It just
because they're two totally different things now.
Yeah, they are. You're quite right. But it's just, being a modern gamer nowadays, it just seems like the price is being slowly cranked up. It's a little bit more than usual, in my opinion, because I mean, we're already paying $60.
Well, I understand, and I think we're all in agreement that what EA and THQ are doing is sticking it to the gamer, considering that they make the games that, well, THQ is just now starting with UFC. EA is doing it with, what, every game they're playing or making the play online? Or is it just the sports games?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's just the sports games.
Okay. Well, either way, they're two big games. UFC is a big franchise for THQ. A lot of people will buy it. A lot of people buy EA games. Not many people wait for them to be used, for them to make at least a decent money on the code that they have that people have to buy.
Right, but two things there. Number one, if it works on this, they'll do it on other things.
Right.
And number two, there's not a single other industry in the world that you can name where the original manufacturer makes money on pre-owned sales.
Right. No, I'm saying it won't work for them to do this, because not a lot of people will buy the used stuff, especially with sports.
Well, but that's their objective. They don't want anybody to buy it used.
Which I think is stupid, because there are some people out there, not as many people that buy them new, but there's still people out there that like to buy them used. But it kind of, with EA Sports, it's kind of almost pointless to buy them used, because once they're cheap enough to buy them at a decent used price, it's kind of irrelevant anymore. So, I don't know. I think what they're doing is stupid. It won't work, and I hope they actually see the error of their ways.
Right. Yeah, my concern in the entire situation is that if this if somehow it does catch on and everybody starts doing this, now all of a sudden the trade-in value of games drops. I think that the major companies think that this is going to hurt GameStop. This doesn't hurt GameStop at all. Because what they'll do is just drop trade-in prices, or they'll drop their trade-in values that they give out for traded games. They'll drop their prices on used games too, but not as much as they'll drop the value, just like they do now. And then they'll make their money back in addition to that by selling point cards, so that people who buy the game used will use the point card to purchase the online portion. And in reality, what will happen is, you cut down on the trade-in value that you're giving people for used games that they're trading in. And I know for me, a lot of the games I buy, I only buy because I have trade-in value for them.
Right.
So the less trade-in value I have, the fewer new games I buy. The fewer new games I buy, the more the industry suffers.
And that's a good point.
You and I are in agreement that it's a terrible idea.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and it's all just for one thing, and I can't believe that they're losing that much money on new games. I can't see that. Why are they trying to hurt GameStop, essentially? Why? It makes no sense.
Yeah, that's the thing that annoys me the most about it, is people who are defending this are saying, well, people who buy games used or use game sales don't support the developers. You're right, they don't. But there's, like I said, there's not a single consumer product out there where the manufacturer makes money on used product. Right. But most of them, like the used car industry is a perfect example. Car manufacturers don't, if you buy a used car, the dude from Toyota doesn't say, by the way, I just ripped out the airbags in your used car that you just bought, so you're going to have to pay me $300 to put them back in.
Right.
The auto industry encourages pre-owned sales because they know that pre-owned sales eventually lead to new sales.
Yep.
And I just think at this point the gaming industry is just the industry as a whole is a little too immature to understand that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
So it's one of those things where I think eventually, hopefully, they'll see the error of their ways, but it just it's kind of silly. But like I said, this was always the path that we were going to be on. As soon as DLC started happening for consoles, this was always the path that it was going to lead to. They were always going to find a way to use that as a sort of a Trojan horse for them to put in whatever they want to. But anyways, rant over. I apologize for going off on it a little bit.
Well, it's just that I fear the future where you're paying $60 for basically a storefront to buy DLC, basically the central hub of buying DLC for the game. I'm just concerned that it would get that bad. I don't think it will get that bad. I think a lot of things will probably happen before it gets that bad. But that's just the worst case scenario, is you paying $60 just for the hub, the central hub by which you could buy all everything else's DLC, where you buy basically 80% of the game later on top of the $60.
No, it'll never get to that. They'll do what they're doing now, where they offer the game for free and then you buy everything within the game.
It'll be like free to or pay to play MMOs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like take for instance Call of Duty, the map packs, you know, they released map pack $15. They're going to be releasing another one in the future. $15. That's $30 overall. The thing is, if you don't have these map packs and you're playing multiplayer, it automatically kicks you out of the game if you do not have the map, the new maps.
If you play in that playlist, it'll do that. But they have playlists for people without the map.
Yeah, it's not like they're forcing your hand, like, if you don't have this, you can't play the game. No, they would never do that. And what he said, they have certain playlists that you can play. If you don't have it, well, then you can't obviously play that map. Because if you can, you'd be playing it for free, and they don't want that.
It sounds more like you're complaining that it's not fair because everybody else bought it, which that's not a valid argument because, you know, that was their prerogative. They had the opportunity and they bought it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's true, but it's like, you know how the whole old saying goes, you know, vote with your dollar, and it's like, but they're almost making it to where it's like, if you don't vote with your dollar, then you're being segregated almost from your gameplay and peers.
But that's the peers' fault, not the developers.
Yeah. I mean, that's the people who's bought it fault. That's your fault for not buying it. I mean, you have the option. They're not forcing you to buy it.
That's like all those people that complained about the Call of Duty maps. You know what? I guarantee you 90% of those people that complained went out and bought it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's true. You know, I'm sure probably about a third of that was due to peer pressure from other people buying it. So it's kind of a domino effect.
It's the same way. I mean, MMOs have been doing it for years with expansions.
Yeah.
It's the same system. I mean, that kind of DLC doesn't really bother me. The kind of DLC that bothers me is the pay us $4 to unlock content that was already put on the disc.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what drives me nuts. And I mean, once again, as soon as the gaming community was okay with that, that's when this kind of stuff like the used online code starts coming up.
Yep.
Because I mean, any market, not just the game market, any market is going to see how far they can push the consumer base as far as making money goes before the consumer base pushes back. I just think with this online code, they may have finally hit the point where the consumer base will push back enough that it'll sort of slow the roll on stuff. At least that's my hope.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm on Xbox.com right now buying a bunch of DLC, so Jason can't play with me anymore.
Well, then, I guess I should start talking about what I've been playing this past couple weeks.
Yeah, we sort of derailed you there.
That's okay. It was a good conversation.
It was. I enjoyed it. On the iPhone, I played a... Keep in mind, these are all games... these are all games that I've actually paid for. Yeah.
Oh, the irony.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, like, last episode, I talked about how, you know, I'm not going to talk about iPhone games that if I just play a demo of, I'm going to talk about them if I actually bought them.
So you just went out and bought a bunch so you could talk about them, right?
Pretty much. I mean, most of them were a dollar. So, I mean, it's not nothing bad. A couple of them were a little bit more than buck, but they were worth it. Okay, the first game that I played is a game called Fruit Ninja.
Fruit Ninja?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Dude, that game is so awesome.
It is. I like it.
It sounds like a movie. I'm not going to go there. Never mind.
Yeah.
Sounds like it could be a sequel to Brute Force from the original Xbox.
Sounds like a... I'm not going to do it. Never mind.
You know you want to, but you know you can't.
Yeah, Fruit Ninja is a game where a bunch of fruit gets thrown.
Oh, wait. You said fruit.
Yes.
Okay, it sounded like you said Brute Ninja. You had me all confused.
No, it's Fruit Ninja.
Stars
Fruit
Bruce.
Ninja is much better.
Starring yeah. Bruce Leslie.
Oh my god, it's a good one. Yeah, basically the premise of the game is very, very simple. Fruit is getting thrown up into the air, and you have to slice them in half using your katana blade or your finger on the iPhone or iPod Touch.
I'm often slicing fruit in half with my finger during the course of a day.
Yes.
My finger is definitely as sharp as a samurai sword.
It's cool, too, because it's like they try to trick you by throwing bombs into the air along with the fruit. So if you accidentally slice the bomb, it takes away some of your health, and three strikes and you're dead pretty much.
This reminds me of the there's a game like that on Wii Sports Resort. Where you're slicing things.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it part of the fencing or whatever?
Huh?
Is it part of the fencing game, like a mini game in there?
Yeah, it's called Speed Slice, and they drop stuff in front of you, and you have to slice it in a certain direction.
Yes, you can use your Wii remote instead of your finger.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's pretty simple. I've noticed that a lot of games on iPhone or iPod Touch have the ability to actually upload scores onto Facebook or Twitter, and I actually took advantage of a couple of those for Facebook, so it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know what I really like in iPhone games lately, and I'm sure, Jason, you've noticed this, is the open feint system, where it's kind of like the Xbox Live achievement system for iPhone games.
Yes!
And I was going to bring that up when it was my turn.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, I won't talk about it anymore.
You just ruined his whole fondling.
You're fine, because I was going to bring it up saying that, you know, Microsoft created the new standard with the achievements, because now, you know, a lot of iPhone games are using the open feint.
Absolutely.
With your tracking your achievements, giving your gamer score, giving you leaderboards and all that. And there's even another system that I noticed with the
Angry Birds has a different one.
The guys who made the Paper Toss game I loved so much when I first got my iPhone, they're using one. I forget what it's called now. But go ahead. Say what you're going to say about it.
That's all I was going to say. I was just going to point it out.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Does this mean Apple copied Microsoft?
Oh.
No, it has
I
Apple.
Would say that it does, yes.
I'm just making that joke about how everybody says this one copies that one copies this one.
It's called Pass and Play.
Exactly, but it's not called pass and play when Microsoft or Nintendo or somebody else does it.
By the way, Crystal is the other one, is one of the other achievement systems on the iPhone. I just looked it up.
Did you say Crystal?
Crystal.
I got a bottle of Crystal.
I think the one that I'm talking about is actually called, what I was alluding to, Ken, it was pass and play was the achievement system on one of the games I have.
I gotcha.
Well, see, they need to make it standard. Apple needs to step in and say, hey, let's standardize this and let's use Flash.
That ain't ever going to happen.
Damn it.
No, it's not.
How about Silverlight? You think they'd use Silverlight?
Oh, yes. That's dope.
Didn't you read old Steve Jobs' little rant about Flash?
No.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
If he has a rant about Flash, the only thing I'm going to say is excuse.
Yeah, I mean, Indeed. Let's be honest. The reason they won't let Flash on their system is because they don't want people to play free games.
It's funny, too, because in that letter that Steve Jobs wrote, he actually mentioned that that's not the reason.
He would have mentioned that,
yeah.
Other than that being the reason.
Yeah, that pretty much solidifies that's the reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Then you wouldn't have to spend a dollar on Fruit Ninja.
Hey, well, it's a dollar. I mean, most of the games are dollars, and most of them are time wasters. Fruit Ninja is a very big time waster. I mean, I can't stop playing it. It's for some reason, I can't get enough of that stupid game.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. From now on, every time that I'm going to give you something for free, you got to give me a dollar. Instead of just getting it for free, I want a dollar.
I didn't complain about getting stuff for free. I'm just saying that...
Well, you said it's only a dollar as opposed to paying free, so...
I mean, any more, what can a dollar get you besides an iPhone?
Well, you know what? If I'm going to get a dollar every time I was supposed to give you something for free, I'm going to have a shitload of dollars.
Whatever, job. I don't have one.
Well, then stop buying dollar iPhone games.
And then you won't need one.
Exactly.
It's an addiction. I can't. I need help.
Yeah, well, go talk to Steve Jobs.
All right, another game that I've been playing on my iPhone is Ninja Town: Trees of Doom.
Jesus, there's a lot of ninjas
Trees
on the iPhone.
Of Doom.
Yes, and it is it is freaking awesome.
Jesus!
This is another game in the Ninja Town universe, which was
there's a universe.
Yeah, there is. There was a Ninja Town game introduced on the Nintendo DS. And I forgot the dude's name who came up with the idea, but he used to work for 1UP, EGM. I think his first name's Sean. He created the Ninja Town universe. So,
was he the one that made Shaunimals or whatever it's called?
Yes, okay. Yes.
He apparently created the Shaunimals universe too.
Yep. And you could actually buy stuffed. The stuffed ninjas from Ninja Town, you could actually like buy them on an online store.
So you can be engaged in the universe too.
Yeah,
indeed.
But the premise of this game is pretty simple. There's a tree on the left and a tree on the right.
Which one's the one of doom?
They're both.
Dun dun dun.
Then it should be the trees of doom.
It is. It is trees of doom.
I thought you said tree of doom.
I might have, but it's Trees of Doom. But you basically climb up the tree, and you basically repel yourself by jumping back and forth between both trees, because some of the sections of both trees are laced with poison, and if you touch the poison, you die.
Oh,
so
no.
You have to jump back and forth, back and forth. And then there's also enemies, like little flying demons. They're like flying around.
Jesus.
And you have to avoid them. And then there's a tree, like tree branches sticking out of the tree that you can grab hold of. And then when you press down, it actually shows a trajectory of where it's going to fling you. And then you can fling yourself using the trajectory, onto, the other tree. And then there's also mushrooms that are growing on both trees that basically bounce you to the other tree, kind of like a spring, like a spring.
It sounds like whoever made this game was eating a few too many mushrooms from that tree.
Yes.
Does anybody have worse encounters than ninjas? I mean, Jesus, trees of doom full of poison and flying demons. I feel bad for ninjas.
Yeah, it's hard out there for a ninja.
It's hard to be a ninja.
Yeah.
Damn, it feels good to be a ninja.
My ninja.
Mm-hmm. Another game that I've been playing is a game called Robin Hood.
Oh, that's original.
Yeah. It's
Prince of Thieves?
No, it's a game. It's a game that, you know, it's loosely based on the story of Robin Hood. But
I thought it'd be based on something else.
But here's the twist. It's a comedic take on Robin Hood.
Men in Tights.
It's pretty much kind of like Men in Tights. It's got this cartoony comic book style for the cutscenes. The cutscenes are also fully voiced, very very badly, like so bad that it's on purpose.
So bad that it's good.
So bad that it's good. It's real cartoony, and the way you play the game is it's third person perspective, and you shoot enemies using your bow, and you basically aim with one finger, you aim and tap with one finger to attack the enemies, and then the other use the there's a corner where you go left and right, and you strafe left to right in order to avoid attacks such as catapult boulders being thrown at. It's pretty cool. It looks pretty silly looking, simplistic gameplay design, but it's got a hilarious story, man. It's I don't know. It's just something about it. It's kind of charming. I like it though. I think I paid $1 for it. Yeah, it was good.
It's good.
It's just called Robin Hood.
it's just called Robin Hood, but
it's however, called Russell Crowe.
I think there's also there's multiple Robin Hoods, so you kind of have to.
Yeah, there's Kevin Costner. There's Russell Crowe. Carrie Elwes. You know, there's a lot of them out there.
Earl Flynn.
I'm sorry, you just named an obscure one.
Mm.
No,
your joke failed.
Robin Hood.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I know you have gray hair, but not everybody on this show does, okay?
Oh. Okay, another game that I've been playing is a game that that's already been mentioned so far on this show, and that's Angry Birds.
Which is a great game.
Mm.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, I love my birds.
It is a fantastic game. So who's played it in here?
Not me.
I have.
Did Killer Wolverine die?
No, I didn't play it, so why would I answer?
You could say no. You know, no, you could join in the conversation.
I love the sound effects to the game. It's like...
You know what? I don't know that I've ever actually played it with the sound on.
Dude, you have to, man. It's hilarious.
I don't play a lot of my iPhone games with the sound on. I almost always play them with the sound off.
Well, you should play Angry Birds with the sound on.
Keep that in mind.
It definitely adds to the charm of the game.
You know what's funny is that if you like Angry Birds, there's a free game that you might like on the App Store called Crush the Castle.
Crush the Castle.
Yeah, that's somewhat similar.
Uh-huh.
So if you like, it's an armor game. I don't know if you're familiar with armor games, but it's like a, armor games is like a free online, they have a ton of Flash games.
Mm-hmm.
But they have this iPhone game, Crush the Castle, which I think is a lot of fun. It's kind of similar to Angry Birds.
Hey, Justin, you should pay me $1 for that since it's free.
Hey, you should shut up.
Well, yeah, the premise of Angry Birds is that you slingshot birds into structures in order to break them down in order to take out pigs.
Dude, this sounds like animal cruelty. I'm calling PETA.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because when you pull back on the slingshot, you don't really see the trajectory of the shot, but you do see the trajectory of the shot that you did last time. So it's kind of a twist on the aiming mechanics.
You know what game they should make build on this engine?
What's that?
Let's do this. I'm a cashew.
Let's do this. I'm a cashew.
Yeah, show me that trajectory.
You know, that sounds like a nifty title for a game. You ought to patent that.
Yeah. You obviously don't know the joke, yeah. So
you'd
it's
have
okay.
to get Dane Cook's permission for that.
Yeah.
Oh, denied. The next game that I've been playing is a game called 100 Rogues.
I swear to God, iPhone games have the most unoriginal titles.
And this game is what's called a roguelike RPG.
A roguelike RPG?
Yes, it's a subgenre of RPG.
Oh, Jesus.
Can you talk me through what exactly that entails?
Okay, if you remember, I'm sure you remember me talking last year about a game called Mystery Dungeon Shirin the Wanderer.
Yes.
How it was like the hardest game ever.
Yes.
Well, that game pretty much pioneered the roguelike genre. Basically, it's a game that just about cheats to kill you. It's a top-down dungeon crawling game. The dungeons are random dungeons. So you go into, and the thing is, when you read the description of the game, it flat out says, the purpose of this game is not to beat the game, but to just see how far you can get before you die. So, yeah, so, it basically even said, think of this game more as Tetris than any other role-playing game. So wow. it's already telling you, you're not going to win.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yes, it is fun. It's hilarious. It's kind of weird because when you start off the game, you could choose between a magic user or a knight. And I think the magic user is for, like, you know, elite players of this type of game. So I picked the knight character, who can also use magic as well. And the game kind of has, like, a little bit of a story. And
a little bit.
It's pretty hilarious. At the very beginning of the game, this knight, he's kind of like a crusader knight, and he goes up before this council, and he's like, "Just to show you my allegiance, I want to go on the most dangerous quest ever imaginable." And then one of the council members, they all look like they're bored and about halfway to go to sleep. One of the council members says to him, "Well, how about you fight Satan?"
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and then the knight starts walking back, and he's like, "This Satan guy better say his prayers."
He probably won't do that.
Yeah, so that's the premise of the game. Is I guess the main bad guy is Satan.
So it's like Doom.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, on the leaderboards, like the top kills, it's kind of weird because it's like in the leaderboards, it's like everybody who's died. It's not like everybody who's beaten the game. It's everybody who's died.
Wow.
So the top of the leaderboards, it says killed by Satan, killed by Satan. So evidently, some people made it to Satan and they were thrashed. I guess I'm assuming that he's a really bad cheater.
Really? I wouldn't think that of Satan.
Yeah, because in the second level of the game, because there's like 15 levels in all. There's 15 levels, and in the second level, I came upon this trap. It was like, it's a trap! And I stepped on this...
it's a trap!
I was just walking around, and I stepped on this trapped floor tile, and it teleported me into a room where I was surrounded by like 6 enemies.
Wow.
And I got killed. I probably could have gotten out of the situation if I would have remembered to use a fire spell that would have probably taken out most of the people in the room, but I kind of panicked and got myself killed. But yeah, 100 Rogues, it's a good game. It's got pretty nice graphics. It looks like a 16-bit title. It's got a sense of humor. It's kind of far out because it's like you're a knight and you're fighting monsters, but you're also fighting cowboys. Yes, there's even cowboys in this game. I don't know why, but there's cowboys in this game.
Jesus.
It's messed up. And another game that I've been playing is a game called Ragdoll Blaster 2.
You know what? I played the first Ragdoll Blaster and thought it was pretty fun.
Yes. Yet again, another game where trajectory is pretty much the main premise. You basically shoot ragdolls out of this cannon, and you aim the cannon. What you're supposed to do is take out a target, and the target could be hidden behind a structure, so you might have to take out the structure first before you take out the target. Sometimes the target is moving, so you have to take that in consideration. Sometimes you might actually have to do a chain reaction to where you would hit something, hit, and then that something will hit something else, and that something will hit something else, and then you could hit the target. So it's like, it's a very forward-thinking game. It's really cool. It obviously has ragdoll physics. It's pretty charming as well. It's got pretty decent music. Both Angry Birds and Ragdoll Blaster 2, I would say would be, must-get games for, people who enjoy Peggle.
Musket?
Yes, musket.
Oh, I thought you said musket.
Musket.
Musket. I know that's improper English, but sue me!
But don't actually sue him.
Yeah, he ain't got no damn money.
Yeah, I don't have much. I gotta go
to Easter. I don't know much.
I just started following this thing on Twitter called the Goddamn Batman.
Yeah.
And he has one on here that says he fractured Scarecrow's jaw and ruptured a lung before he realized it was actually Sarah Jessica Parker.
You know who's a great one, too? Have you seen Depressed Batman?
No, I haven't seen Depressed Batman.
Depressed Batman's pretty funny, too.
I started following Chuck Norris the other day, too. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Dude, that one's hilarious. So, Gambus, okay. What else is going on your iPhone?
One more game.
One more. Phew, and, we're almost done.
Yeah, and it's called Chess with Friends.
I swear to Christ, terrible names.
Yeah. this game is chess.
Really?
With friends. Yeah.
With friends.
And you play with online opponents.
At least it's not chess with benefits.
Oh! You play with online opponents, and your opponents can take as much time between moves as they want. So basically, and you can have 20 games queued up at the same time. And currently, I have three games going on at the same time. And one of those games, I made a move a week ago, and my opponent has still yet to make his move.
Wow, that's really exciting.
Yeah, that's what you call long-term gaming.
That's what you call long-term boring.
Yeah, but the other two opponents that I've been playing against, they've been pretty consistent with two or three moves a day. So it's pretty cool because I got it set to where it'll alert me on my phone when they make a move. So
call me when you make a move.
Yeah, it does. It goes, it'll makes a little noise.
Already.
And it tells me that so-and-so made a move. So, you know, I'm not in a hurry to get to it because they obviously weren't in a hurry to get to it. So, you know, I just, you know, wait until there's, you know, a little bit of a quiet time. And then I just see the chess move and see how I can get out of this predicament because the opponents I've been facing so far have been pretty tough. They know how to read you. I mean, it's crazy. The opponents that I've been facing are very, very methodical. They think not just two moves ahead. They're thinking like 20 moves ahead. That's
the way you got to play chess.
Yeah, they're very elitist about it. So hopefully I'll come across someone who is kind of a novice, such as myself. It's a fun game. It's not the type of game where it's fast paced. Obviously, it's the type of game where it's kind of like you almost feel like you're a part of a little bit of a community.
Right. Yeah, and that's actually. That's related to the game that I'm sure you probably heard of, Gambus, called Words with Friends.
Yes.
It's
yes.
The same thing, only instead of being chess, it's like Scrabble, basically. But your opponent can take however long they want to actually do their next move.
Yeah, it's this same developers,
right?
And I've heard of Words for Friends as well. That was, yeah, pretty cool. Definitely some good games on iPhone that I've been playing. On the Nintendo Wii, I've been playing a little bit more of Monster Hunter Tri. And I'm going to try to get the review out.
I've been trying for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to get this review out since the baby.
Oh, yep. No baby.
I think it was easier getting the baby out.
But yeah, the thing is with Monster Hunter Tri is that it's not the most user-friendly game out there for the Nintendo Wii. Heck, it's not even the most user-friendly game out there for any genre. But I must say that the more people that play this game, I think the game is very special. It's a very special game. It's very, very good. It's one of those games that it's almost like an onion, where the upper layer of it, you're like, I don't know, the onion doesn't really look that good, but it's like when you play more of the game, it's like you're taking the layers off the onion, and it becomes better and better and better the more you get into the game.
And to me, Monster Hunter is a game.
Hello?
Did we just lose him?
Did you just lose me?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. It's one of those games where even a lot of hardcore gamers probably won't like the game. I compare it actually to Demon Souls.
Yeah.
Like if you really like Demon Souls, you'll probably like Monster Hunter. But if you thought Demon Souls was just ridiculously and unimaginably hard and not fun at all, then you won't like Monster Hunter either, because they're both similarly unforgiving.
I think you all should watch Zero Punctuation's review of Monster Hunter Tri.
Oh,
why did he rip it to pieces?
He rips everything to pieces.
Well, right,
but it's just incredibly awesome.
On an epic scale.
Oh, I watched it the other day and I was laughing. Very, very hard.
But, I mean, if you can get with a multiplayer party of Monster Hunter, I'm sure that it's not as bad at all in terms of difficulty. Because I've played Monster Hunter multiplayer before, and there's an exhilaration that actually really comes from playing with multiple players. It's unlike any other multiplayer experience. It's like sure, you know, you play co-op and Halo and all that, and you know the exhilaration of beating the game or getting past a tough, difficult part. You know, the exhilaration, you know, it's really, really nice. It's like, yeah, I'm playing with other people and we're getting somewhere. But it's like Monster Hunter, it's like if you get past a situation that you almost feel that is impossible on a single player level, but then you have four people and you're looking after each other's back, you're setting traps, you're healing each other, you're sticking up for each other. And then when you finally take out the monster, it's like a great weight has been lifted, and it's kind of euphoric. It's an exhilaration that's almost indigenous to Monster Hunter, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why it caught on so well in Japan, is because like every other person in Japan has like a PSP, and they've also been playing the Wii version, and. It's a great game. It's really, really good. And I highly suggest to people out there who want a challenge and who want to have a really, really awesome cooperative gameplay experience to check out Monster Hunter Tri for the Wii. Because as far as I know, the sales of the game haven't really been that well. And needs to sell well. Because 360 version has been developed for the Japanese audience. So I think it's being developed right now. It hasn't been released yet. But we really should have that game over here when it comes out. So I would say,
sure. Didn't they already announce that we're going to be getting it over here?
I haven't heard anything about the 360 version. No.
The only problem is it's got a monthly fee attached to it.
I got an idea.
What's that?
Don't put a game that's based on multiplayer on the fucking Wii. Period. End of statement.
Yeah, but the at least you don't have to worry about friend codes and stuff with Monster Hunter.
Yeah, but that still doesn't solve the problem of voice chat if you don't have that stupid Wii speak that
right.
sits on top of your TV and whatever. It's Nintendo.
Yeah, I've been listening to another podcast where they basically say they use 360 to voice chat or Skype. So, yeah, you'll probably want to find an alternative to the Wii Speak device.
Yeah, not to mention after playing Lost Planet 2, I couldn't fucking fathom what Monster Hunter would look like on PS3 or 360.
Yeah.
Mm. But speaking of Xbox, I played a couple Xbox games. I played the demo for 99 Nights.
Two,
yes. I forgot to write the two on my little files note here.
Yes, 99 Nights 2.
Yeah, the sequel. It's pretty good. It's darker. It's definitely darker than the original one, and I don't know if I really like that or not. I think part of the charm of the original one was I think it had a really nice palette of colors.
Colors.
And it seems like this game is like all dark colors. Dark blue, dark green,
but
dark
question
red.
Is, can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
Indeed.
I don't know. I didn't try that.
You should.
Okay. Yeah.
Pocahontas did.
Yes. Yep. Yes, she did.
I feel offended. I don't know why.
Why? Because I'm talking about Pocahontas?
Yeah, I don't know. This name makes me feel offended. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Like I said, doesn't make any sense. You ain't got to stop talking because of that.
But 99 Nights 2, it's also quite bloody. It's kind of like that Dynasty Warriors. Or Japan, the Musha series, or Musou series.
It's the same game, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And when you cut through enemies, blood is going all over the place. It's like, blah, 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 blah.
If it had that sound effect, I would buy it.
Yeah. But I don't know. I have a minor complaint, and it's a complaint that is kind of like, you know, it's been in other games, but okay, here's my complaint. At the end of the demo, there's you fight a boss. He's like this gigantic ogre-looking dude, right? What I don't like about lazy animation tactics for these gameplay, for these type of games, is that when you approach this ogre from the back, because I'm trying to run around.
You like to go, you like to come from the back.
Yes, I like to come in from the back.
That's gross.
Ugh. Okay. So when I attack the ogre, and his back is turned to me, he automatically. This is so lazy of programmers, in my opinion. His entire body rotates to face me. In like a half a second, a split second, his body completely rotates to face me. There's no turning animation.
Interesting.
It's like a turntable. It's like he was sitting on a turntable, you know, and he just turns.
Like he was back and he had two turntables and an ogre phone.
I was waiting for that, but yes. Thank you. I've noticed this in other games before, but it never really bothered me because, you know, it was several years ago that, you know, you'd this has been going on for many years now. But I mean, developers, I mean, if anybody's listening, I mean, that's, I feel that's lazy game development when you have your giant creature just automatically rotate to face the player without actual like movement of the legs to accommodate him turning.
Some bitch.
So that was a little bit of a complaint. The game looks nice. The video trailer that followed the demo looked like the later stages have like a lot more variety to the way it looks. Some really bizarre imagery. It looks good. However, it looks like a been there, done that type of scenario, and I don't want to seem like a broken record, but it is very Dynasty Warriors-esque. But if that's your thing, and also the magic abilities are they're amazing. It looks like it's going to be like when you want to take out everybody around you. The spell casting looks spectacular. So, I mean, if you're in the mood for that type of game, I suggest you should look forward to it. So, and then one more game, the last game I've been playing is the game that everybody's been playing, and that's a little Western game called Red Dead Redemption. And, I don't know, you want to have a round table?
Sure, but first we have to get through Wombat, Killer Wolverine, and myself in 5 minutes.
Okay.
So, why don't you go ahead, Killer Wolverine? Okay, go ahead, Wombat.
That wasn't 5 minutes.
But,
Well, you're wasting time, son. You're on the clock.
Oh, I didn't know we were moving on. He didn't do his future.
Oh, Jesus. We don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, we don't have
that kind of time, man.
I know we were on a certain time limit.
We're almost at an hour already.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Sorry about that, guys.
What's your future there, Slim?
I don't know what my future is. It's an open slate.
Okay.
Yeah, well, how about the fucking games you're going to play?
Monster Hunter.
All right, there you go. All right, Killer Wolverine, you're up now.
Heard it here forever.
Played some Lost Planet 2 a couple times with the first round with Jay Borsik, Fixer, and the Wombat. Played some co-op, and that was fun. The second time, played it with Zero.
Yes, my first online experience in a month.
Yes, and it was fun, too.
Until we got to the sand train.
Ugh. Oh, the sand train.
I want to punch the sand train in the face because of the checkpoint.
Yep. That checkpoint can suck it. So, but other than that, you know, it's been fun playing it, and I want to play more. And Red Dead Redemption. I'm just going around. Well, I played a little bit of multiplayer with Jay Borsik, and then Jez jumped into our party and had fun. I want to play more multiplayer where you at. Oh, I want to play with you as well, too. Sorry, Ken. I forgot we played that.
Yeah, we just ran around. I had a mule. Or a donkey, whatever the hell.
An ass.
I had an ass.
But, you are an ass.
You know, for the times that I did play it, I enjoyed it, but I truth be told, got kind of sick of, you know, just...
Free roam sucks.
It kind of does, and that's all I've played so far, and, you know, everyone's like, that I played with, minus Ken, he didn't kill me, but everyone else that I play with killed me, and it's fun, but that's not what it's intended for, so I want to play what it's intended for at some point. That would be lovely, so...
Nobody plays games the way they're intended.
Oh, that's their stupidity.
That's a unicorn idea.
Well, whatever. I will eventually play what it's meant to be played for, and I played more of the single player, still in the first town, because I'm going around doing helping the, you know, friends and doing the side missions. So I'm about to wrap up the first town and move on. So other than that, that's it. Next week, we'll see probably more Lost Planet, more Redemption, and that's whatever else comes my way, I guess. So there you go.
There you go. Now, see, Gambus, that's how you do fondling.
Maybe I should take some notes.
I'm kidding.
Keep it short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on to the Wombat then.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? How you been this last hour?
I've been pretty good. Well, let's see. As far as fondling goes, I played and reviewed UFC Undisputed 2010. The career mode is phenomenal this year. It's so much better than last year. You can do post-fight interviews, and disrespect or respect your opponent, and like kiss up to the crowd to get more popularity and that kind of stuff. It was pretty cool. I had a moment where I had one fighter, Martin Campman, that had beaten me, and in the post-fight interview, Joe Rogan asked me who I wanted to fight next, and it gave me the option to request a fight with Martin Campman to avenge my loss. So it does a lot of really cool stuff like that. The event mode is cool. Basically, everything about it is really cool. If you want a more in-depth analysis, then just read my review. But it's really, really good. I really enjoy it. I also played, as mentioned, Lost Planet 2 with the folks that K-Dub mentioned. It was a blast. It's a very fun arcade-y shooter. I had a lot of fun playing it. I don't, though, know that it's a game I would ever play by myself. I don't know that I would ever just sit down by myself and play some Lost Planet 2. It seems like it's tailor-built for co-op, and it seems like that's really the only way I would have fun with it.
Considering that's the only option in the menu.
Yeah.
There's not even a single-player option.
Yeah, and that's what I said playing, you know, the first time it came out when I got to play it. You have to, if you really, really want to play a true single-player campaign in Lost Planet, you have to set... there's a couple ways to do it, but the best way to do it is set your Xbox Live connection to offline.
Right, right.
But I mean, I tell you what, from playing the first time by myself, going to multiplayer, it's going to be hard going back to playing it single player, because you're right, it is tailor-milled for multiplayer.
It's built for that. And other than that, I mean, the only other thing I played this week was... Red Dead Redemption, and even that I didn't play much of. I just played a tiny little bit of. I think I'm maybe a half hour in, maybe 45 minutes at most. I did win a game of Texas Hold'em, which was nice. And I did one of the missions for the Marshal in the first town, and that's it. That's all I've done. So that wraps it up for me as far as fondling goes.
There you go.
As far as future goes, more UFC, more Red Dead Redemption, and I will probably send, honestly, as much fun as I had playing it, I'll probably send back Lost Planet, just because I don't get much time to play online anymore. And I'm going to try and get Monster Hunter from Gamefly so I can play it. Oh, the one other thing I did want to mention, I ordered the VGA cable for my Xbox, and I'm now running it through like a 19-inch, my 19-inch widescreen Samsung monitor, and it looks even better than my TV. So if you have a nice monitor at your house and you don't mind the screen being smaller and you'd like maybe the portable aspect of it, get the Microsoft brand VGA cable because it looks phenomenal.
What resolution are you running it at?
1440 by 900.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Your TV only does, what, 1080 by...
720.
Well, it does 1080i, right?
Yeah, but I don't ever use 1080i.
Yeah, so you're not getting that many pixels on that.
Right.
So, yeah, on the monitor, it definitely looks better than 720p.
Yeah, it's pretty gorgeous. So... But that's all I got.
All right, well, I guess I will... I'm surprised that Gambas didn't talk about this. I guess he didn't buy it, but I spent a little time playing Super Mario Galaxy 2.
I want to get that. I want to get it.
I only played it for about an hour, I guess, so far. And it really is Super Mario Galaxy more... I mean, it's really a lot of the same stuff. I do like the fact that instead of, like, running around a hub world now, It actually has like the old school map.
Right.
I think that's really cool. Other than that, except for the little 2D section that you play at the beginning, which is actually very reminiscent and old school. The one thing I've come to realize that I really hate about Super Mario Galaxy is collecting all those fucking... I think they're like Fruity Pebbles. That's what I think of them as.
Star Bits?
Yeah, those are annoying because I'm just sitting there waggling my Wii remote trying to collect them all, and I find that to be very, annoying. So I would rather just collect coins and stars. The Star Bits just, I don't need the Fruity Pebbles. I'm not all about it. Not about the Fruity Pebbles. On my PS3, I have been playing... I played for review a couple weeks ago, Mod Nation Racers. And I really, really like the game. I do. I think it's got a lot going for it. It controls well. It looks great. The customization is ridiculous. People have made some really awesome stuff online. I'm just sorry. That loading time is terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible.
I mean, it is just awful when you have to wait 45 seconds to get into a race. And I know that sounds picky, but until you experience it, and the people out there defending it, it cracks me up because they're like, oh, it's not that bad. And I'm like, when you look at a game that looks 10 times better or it's a much bigger world, because it's just loading one track. I mean, Red Dead Redemption doesn't even take that long to load in the beginning. And, it doesn't load again unless you fast travel. And the thing is it's not that Mod Nation doesn't install. It has a 3.2 gig mandatory install. So it is a massive install. I mean, even with that, though, I still love the game. I still think if you like kart racing and customization, you need to buy it because it is really, really good. I just hope eventually they patch it to fix that loading because it really is bad by comparison to what you're used to these days. On my 360, I played a little bit. As mentioned, I played Lost Planet with K-Dub over there, and I had a lot of fun. I look at it as Monster Hunter with guns. That's really what it reminds me of, other than the fact that you don't have to collect a bunch of stuff to kill the monster. I played a lot of Red Dead Redemption. I'm trying to play through the story. I think I'm about 32% complete.
Wow.
But I've only played about 7 hours. I'm sure getting the 100% will take, dozens and dozens of hours because I'm sure the story missions make up big chunks of percentage. I'm sure collecting things and doing stuff for strangers will be a big chunk of time. But I actually have made it to the arc where you move to a different area. And I really love the single player. I love the characters. Like, this is the first time I could actually remember the characters' names after meeting them just once. Like, Seth and Nigel West Dickens or whatever.
Irish.
Yeah, Irish. He cracks me up. I mean, and I love Marston. I really do. I think his character is excellent.
Yes.
I do fear, though, that I have heard that the story kind of drags towards the end, because it just keeps going when you feel like it should end. So I really don't know how that's going to play out. I'm still enjoying it now, so it doesn't matter now. But I've noticed that Red Dead Redemption and Lost Planet 2 are really stingy with achievements. I mean, I have multiple hours in both of them, because that's really all I've been playing, and I have less than 100 points in both of them.
Yeah.
So,
handing out achievements.
No, they're not just throwing them out there, which is it's fine with me. I don't mind that. I just always look at it. And I'm like, God, it looks like I haven't played that game at all.
Right.
So, as Gamba said, I did play the 99 Nights 2 demo. I like it. I like it a lot more than I thought I was going to because a game that's a sequel that gets tossed off by the publisher and the developer usually doesn't bode well. But it actually does play good. It's not nearly as deep as the first one. Like, the first one you couldn't button mash, and this one you can just button mash, you'll get through the game.
Yeah, I really love the first 99 Nights. But then again, I mean, as everybody knows, I'm a sucker for this kind of game, so...
Well, you'll definitely like this one. It's not nearly as deep as the first one. It's a lot more bloody. There's no doubt about that. It's very, very bloody. But I do like it. I mean, it's fun. It's not something I'd spend $60 on, but I think if it was like $30 or $40, I'd probably buy it. I did play the Backbreaker demo, which is that new football game from 505 Games, which probably all of that means nothing to anybody.
No, means nothing.
But really, it has a lot of great ideas. I like how the camera views are cool. Like, even defense, it works because it focuses on the ball. If you hold the left trigger, you'll focus in on where the action's going on the field. The players are very smart. It's obviously not going to overthrow Madden by any stretch of the imagination. And I definitely don't think that anybody's going to want to go out and spend $50 on a football game that's not nearly as good as Madden and doesn't have NFL teams.
Right.
But this game really has a lot of great ideas in it. And I suggest that you, if you like football games, to go play the demo because it does a lot of cool things. And eventually when it goes down to $10 or $20, you'll probably want to pick it up then. Because it does do some cool stuff. It really does. And the last game I've been playing for review this weekend is Alpha Protocol. And It's a tough game to talk about because you have two sides of a coin. You have the action and shooting aspect of the game and the graphics and things like that that are just so PS2. I mean, they are so archaic and dated, and it's you remember when you played Mass Effect and you're shooting at somebody through the crosshairs and it's a dice roll kind of thing?
Right.
It goes back to that. Yeah, it goes back to that, but worse. So if you don't have a high stat in your pistol, you could have the crosshairs directly on the guy's face 2 feet in front of him and you'll miss. So you have to be prepared for that when you go into the game. And the problem with that is that not that that's necessarily a bad thing, but the game really feels built for action a lot of times. Once again, it's, you know, you're a spy, so you should be sneaking around, but unless you upgrade your stealth, you won't be sneaking very far. And when you set off an alarm, every single enemy in the entire area knows exactly where you are. So they just come and, you know, bum rush that area. So it has a lot of old hinges, you know, of old games that we've gotten past. But unfortunately, it still hangs on to them. Now, when you take the flip side of that, and you do the conversation parts of the game, the way your dialogue interacts with other people and affects the story, it makes Mass Effect look stupid.
Really?
Like, every single thing that you say within the game affects the game in one way or another, and not just main storylines, but side storylines and everything. Like, you can completely change the game depending on your attitude. And I like how when you're offered a dialogue choice, it's not necessarily, you know, there's options to pick from. You have a little timer that's going down, and you pick a way you want to respond, whether you want to respond professional, whether you want to respond suave, whether you want to respond aggressive. And this interacts with, like, people you meet, like the enemies that you meet up with. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody that's going to play it, but when you get to, like, a certain enemy, like the first enemy, you're talking to him, you can literally decide to kill him right there and completely change the way your character acts, or you can keep him alive, get information from him, and completely go down an entirely different path. So, and everything you say to everybody affects everything. So if you have a bad relationship with somebody who's handling your mission, you won't get nearly as much support from that person, and that person will do different things behind your back. So the dialogue branching is ridiculous. I mean, that stuff is incredible. My only complaint on that end is that the voice acting is hit or miss. You've got characters that are really good. And I'm sorry, but I really don't like the main character's voice, and that sucks because that's the one you have to listen to the most. If anybody's ever seen National Treasure,
Nicolas
Cage's sidekick, that's who he exactly sounds like. I thought it was him, but I IMDb'd it, and it's not.
Huh.
I mean, he sounds exactly like that guy.
Nice.
So Don't get excited about character customization. You literally have like 5 haircuts and 5 beards.
Nice.
And that's about it. You can put a hat on him and stuff, but outside of that, don't get excited for character customization. The weapon buying, weapon customization, all of that's really good. I love the intel, because if you, like, say for instance, if you have a good relationship with a certain character, you can get secret intel on them and learn how to talk to them so that you can get more dialogue choices and more stuff opens up in the game. You also have an email nice. System that you can email back and forth with people, and that improves your relationships. Like, the whole relationship dialogue stuff is incredible. The story, it's a spy thriller. You know, it is what it is. The gameplay is kind of archaic. It just sucks to see this. You can tell Obsidian really spent a lot of time on the dialogue, and the rest of it just kind of got put in behind it. So, it's one of those games that... you're either going to love it, you're going to respect it, or you're going to hate it. So, best thing to do, I would recommend, is to probably rent it before you buy it. So, gotcha. it was kind of disappointing when I first started playing it. I'm like, wow, this is really terrible, because it didn't look all that good and it didn't play all that good. And then I realized that, hey, if you upgrade this stat, this starts to get better, blah blah blah, whatever. But it doesn't work in the context of the game, unfortunately, sometimes. But that's the big stuff. This week, I'm going to try to finish Red Dead. I should be playing Blur, I guess, for review, which for some reason I've gotten somewhat excited about again. I don't know. After the multiplayer beta, I wasn't, and now that the full version's out, I kind of am. So I don't know. I keep hearing great things from people online about it, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. But Red Dead's going to be my main focus, and I'm going to finish up Alpha Protocol for review and see how it pans out. Maybe I'll like it better the more I get into it. So that's what a lot of people are saying. So, but other than that, that wraps it up for me this week. Now that the fondling is over, well, actually, if you guys want to talk about Red Dead a little bit, we didn't really talk about it other than Killer Wolverine's mention and Gambus's mention.
Well, I'm not really far enough in it to say much. The only thing I will say is it is gorgeous.
It is for an open world game. It is freaking phenomenal looking.
The environments are just beautiful.
Yeah. I love everything about that game, really. It's funny because somebody was like, well, it's just like Grand Theft Auto, but you didn't like Grand Theft Auto. I'm like, yeah, but it kind of works for a Western. I mean, at least for me.
Yeah.
Like, the slow, more realistic pace kind of works for a Western. So, I mean, maybe that's what it is for me. I just love the characters, too, like I was saying. I really love the characters.
Yeah.
I don't know what else much to say, minus the first time I played it, because everything still holds true. The voice acting is just awesome. It looks amazing, like you all said. And they do everything right. The controls are awesome. I haven't had any problems. The only problem I really had was with the controls is the multiplayer. And that's the same thing with Grand Theft Auto, is they're a little looser and a little harder to control. But multiplayer is its own beast. I can't really say much about it right now. I don't know. It's a really awesome game, and I'm digging the story, even the side story things you do.
Everything seems cohesive in the world. Like, everything feels like part of the main story, even if it's not.
Yep.
And that's an impressive feat.
You know what? It's the... And see, this is the thing about every Rockstar game. And I know that, you know, this is Rockstar San Diego and not Rockstar North who made Grand Theft Auto, but it's the same engine. But the thing that impresses me about every Rockstar game is how well they do the little things.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, in Grand Theft Auto, you had the guys walking down the street with coffee cups, and if you bumped into them, they dropped their coffee and, like, stared at the ground and were trying to figure out why you did that and why they dropped their coffee or whatever. In this game, I love the fact that when you're hunting, when you kill something, it shows up as a black spot on your map so you can find the carcass.
Yeah.
So you don't have to search for it.
It took me a while to figure out what those were, and then when the plants show up on the map, they look like little sombreros.
Right.
And I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, I get it now. Those are the plants. And I love the fact that, like, I was playing the other day, and I found some wolves that I was skinning. And as I was over there skinning them, I heard a rattle. And I looked down, and there's a freaking snake, man.
And yeah, that's like I had a very similar incident where I heard growling, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, friggin' what do you call it? I shouldn't say I had. I was watching a video stream of somebody else playing because I'm not that far in the game. But where he was basically, you heard the mountain lion growling, and then all out of nowhere, the friggin' lion just jumps him.
Yeah. The wildlife really makes it awesome, because I turned around, I saw the snake, and it was getting ready to bite me, so I shot it, and I skinned it, and took the snake skin.
Nice.
So, yeah, but I just love the fact that the world feels so alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even the weather patterns, like some days it's nice and sunny, and other days it's dark, cloudy, and you can hear a little bit of thunder out in the distance.
Yeah, and that carries over into missions, because it started like getting dark and cloudy when I was starting to do the big arc mission, and then like while they're watching the cutscene, it's like thundering and lightning. Before it was like made it more dramatic.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's in my top five games of the year right now. So I mean, it's just really that good.
For me, it's giving Mass Effect 2 a run for its money.
It's up there with Mass Effect 2 and Just Cause 2 and, I don't know, it's just a bunch of sequels being my game of the year. All right. Yep. So let's do some news. Let's pull the big news, because the big news is always fun. In case you're not tired of hearing about Call of Duty yet, Treyarch is apparently now a 100% Call of Duty studio.
Wow.
So,
I'm sure they're not really complaining about that.
No, they're probably going to have a bunch of money.
Money.
Give me all your money. The other big news that came out this year, this week, sorry, was Insomniac Games announcing that they're making a multi-platform game. And now we love to watch the internet explode when things like this happen, because people take it so seriously. My favorite comments are obviously, did you not see the Final Fantasy XIII debacle? Your games will be downgraded.
Oh my god.
And does this mean Sony should fire them because they're turning their back on them?
That's for god's sake.
I just love all of this stuff.
I mean, was there a huge uproar that Bungie's doing the same thing?
No, there was a big excitement for it.
Yeah. You know?
So
as there should be.
Yeah, exactly. Just like I'm excited that there's an Insomniac game coming to. I'm interested to see what it is.
Yeah.
Because
it obviously can't be Ratchet and Clank or Resistance, because those are Sony-owned properties. So I'm interested to see where they go with their stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know what to expect, because I mean, in all fairness, I didn't like Resistance 2, but the Ratchet game.
Really like, I liked the multiplayer, but I didn't like the single player.
Yeah, and the new Ratchet game was excellent, whereas I didn't care for the previous one. So it seems like they're kind of going back and forth with their stuff. So I would be really interested to see what they're going to come up with.
Absolutely, and this just solidifies how much I hate fanboys.
Well, yeah, they're
absolute ridiculous.
Yeah, y'all think? Mark Hamill is apparently going to retire as the Joker after his role in Arkham Asylum 2.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah. He made the best Joker voice. So, at least in my opinion. And he made that character. Duke Nukem is coming out. Can you believe it?
I cannot.
It's called Duke Nukem The Manhattan Project, coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
Looks pretty good.
It actually does look pretty good, and I heard it is pretty good, because it's an old PC game, wasn't it? I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
I know it was made for something before. It's a 2D side-scroller done with the 3D engine, kind of like Shadow Complex. So.
Yeah.
But it looks good, and it'd be nice to get a new Duke after all of this time.
Yeah.
Oh, what else is going on? Apparently NBA Live is changing its title. It's going to be called NBA Elite now.
Mm-hmm.
NBA Elite.
That's weird. And why are you doing that?
I don't know, but also did you hear that 2K Games, you know who's going to be on the cover of NBA 2K this year?
Who's that?
Michael Jordan.
Oh.
Really? Yep. And he's apparently going to be in the game, and he's like 50 now, so maybe you can try to dunk. Rock Band 3 info was leaked. Contains a pro mode where players actually have to use actual instrument techniques, which we're getting to the point now where we shouldn't even be playing the fucking games. You should just go buy an instrument, you know. but it also adds a keytar peripheral.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
How about Jason's all about that.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get on there and bust it. The new Sonic game was announced. We haven't even got Sonic the Hedgehog 4 yet, but it's called Sonic Colors for the Wii and DS. And the title screen has the Ice-T song Colors playing.
Wow.
For Sonic.
It does not.
No, that would be awesome, though.
That would be awesome.
Natal rumor. I'm sure everybody saw this. The price tag for Natal.
Yeah.
At $149.99 and bundled with the arcade unit for $299.
Yeah.
So.
No thanks.
A lot of people are saying nope, nope, nope. So we'll see. We'll see if that's the price. I'm trying to think. What else was going on this week? Yes, here we go. The premium PlayStation Network service. Here's a fun story. It's been rumored. Yes, apparently it will be happening, but we'll get details very soon, according to Sony. But the rumor right now is that it's going to run $10 a month, and it will give you access to a library of games to download for free, like PS1 and some PSN games. Here was the big thing was apparently that the premium service is the only way you can have cross-game chat.
What?
So.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the only way you'll get it there. That's the rumor. I'm just saying that's a rumor.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but if you compare though, you might get cross-game chat for free with Xbox Live Silver, but you can't play any games online.
Yeah, this is true.
So.
Here's some other stuff. PlayStation Store discounts. Oh, here's one Jason will enjoy. Exclusive in-game DLC.
Oh!
And then, of course, the free access to a rotating list of PSP minis and PS1 titles. So,
wow.
Exclusive DLC.
Exclusive DLC.
So does that mean that they're making feel better about dishing out some extra money?
Well, yeah, you got to have that and your free rotating games and all that good stuff, you know.
Yeah, be like, I feel like I'm a part of something.
No, is this exclusive DLC going to be paid for as well?
Oh no, this will only. That's why it's called exclusive.
Well, hopefully this exclusive DLC isn't multiplayer maps.
Oh.
Because that would be bad.
$120 a year, it's coming. Talk about people making a decision.
Package deals if it comes.
Yeah. It's just getting ridiculous at this point. Hey, does anybody remember that the Namco was making a new Splatterhouse?
Yeah.
It's coming out this Halloween.
Well, I remember when they said they were making a new Splatterhouse.
Well, apparently it's got a release date now. It's Halloween.
We'll see.
So, there you go.
Yeah, we'll see is actually...
Here's the next rumor for HD Collection, the Team Eco Collection.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Which would be great.
So it's got Eco and Shadow of the Colossus in HD rumored for 2011. So, there you go. I won't make any jokes.
I would pay big bucks to have Shadow of Colossus in HD.
Shadow of the Colossus was good. That's all I'm going to say. In Microsoft Xbox news, and it was so funny that they made a big deal about this, because when is the last time you heard Robbie Bach or Jay Allard involved in anything Xbox?
Not in a while.
Yeah, well, they left Microsoft.
Right.
And apparently everybody made a big deal, like, oh my god, the people are leaving Microsoft, and Xbox is dead. Last I checked, they hadn't done anything in a long time. So, Who cares? I mean, I appreciate what those guys do at the company, but they obviously want to do something else. So, more power to them. You know, hope it hope it works out well for them.
Uh-huh.
So, there you go. Blizzard is apparently claiming that World of Warcraft has not peaked. So, the audience is going to grow this year.
We'll see.
Cataclysm.
Well, yeah, we all know that was coming.
Yeah.
Right.
Apparently there's a Splinter Cell sequel in the works. How about that? Hopefully this time it'll be longer than 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
Legendary Pictures, who apparently does everything anymore, has picked up the movie rights to Mass Effect. And it's being written by the guy who wrote I Am Legend.
Yeah, Avi Arad or somebody's attached to it too, isn't he?
Looking at the story here, yes. Avi and Ari, both of them, are going to be involved in the production. So, looks like it could be good.
Could be, for sure.
I'm surprised that Killer Wolverine did not play the Green Day Rock Band.
Oh, I didn't play many demos. I wanted to download that, but I mean, what? How different is it going to be from Rock Band? So
it's got Green Day in it.
I already know
it's
what
it is. It's got a bunch of Green Day songs.
So, you know, I know what to expect. You pick up a plastic guitar and you play around with it. So I'll wait till the game comes out.
Or a keytar.
No.
Apparently David Jaffe's not making Twisted Metal. Hey, guess what? I didn't know he was making any game.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, by the way, did you see the big like blowout between him and our good friend over at Evolved Gaming?
I heard about it. I didn't actually see it.
Oh, yes, I missed it. Yeah. I missed it. I didn't see it, but I read his afterthoughts, which was just cracking me up. I'm like, dude, you're really picking up. He called them, what, a B-level site or a C-level site or something like that?
A C-level.
Yeah, that just
It's always nice
me
to
up.
Weed out C-level crap sites, I think is exactly how he put it.
Yeah, it's always nice to weed out C-level developers who haven't made a fucking game in 10 years.
Oh, right.
Well, you know, everybody knows that I'm not a huge David Jaffe fan, but I will give him credit in that, number one, once Frustrated Fury apologized for his comments towards him, Jaffe actually offered to do an interview for the website, so.
What did he say? What did Frustrated Fury say that pissed him off? That's what I want to know.
I mean, he said something. I don't even remember what it was now, to be honest. You'd have to ask Frustrated Fury. It was something along the lines of, that David Jaffe was needed to hurry up and work on a fucking game. I think it was something along the lines of that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Something like that.
Okay. Well, he can come yelling at me because I'll say the same damn thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, but but yeah, like I said, to Jaffe's credit, he did agree to an interview with their website afterwards.
Well, if Frustrated Fury has the balls that I think he has, I would ask him that same question on the show.
Yeah. I would too.
Be right in the middle of the interview.
When
so,
are you actually going to start working on a fucking game?
When are you going to put out a new game?
He's too busy tweeting.
Oh, he canceled his Twitter account.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
I think he brought it back.
Oh, did he?
Because that's where this war erupted on, was Twitter.
Oh, I'm so glad that this is fucking news. Thank you. For David Jaffe's Twitter account being closed and open, being news in the industry. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Did we? Yeah, we haven't had a show since they announced the Halo Reach release date, which is September 14th. So there you go. That's when it's coming. Prepare.
Yes.
Here's a story for Jason right here. Apparently the Sony Computer Entertainment vice president wants more content on the disc, not DLC.
Oh, yeah.
Of course he does.
I agree.
Of course he does.
Because he's not the one making the money off the DLC.
Right.
He wants to make the money off the cross game chat at $10 a month. So there you go. Alright, I don't think
there's coming to.
I don't know. Do you guys remember anything else big? Oh, there you go, Gambus. The official No More Heroes 2 lingerie collection.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I bet it's charming.
You want me to send it to you?
I bet it's charming.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Hold on a second. But did anything else this week that anybody can think of? Because I'm kind of digging through this as much as I can. There you go. Go look at that.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything.
All right, so I guess we'll move on to the questions. You guys can go look at that link. It'll make you excited.
Oh, I think I'm good.
Okay, first question, ADZNZ says, Iron Man 2, what did you guys think? I don't know if he means the game or the movie.
We're going with the movie.
The movie needed...
Well, I'll tell you real quick, the game is a solid 6.
I would have given it a solid poop on it. I hated
it.
No, it
actually, I mean, there were some fun parts to it, but it's just, it was very last gen.
Oh, it just cracked me up. They're talking it up on that conference call. Ooh, look at this.
Dude, they always talk everything up on the conference call.
Terrible. I guess for the movie, it was good. Not as good as the first to me. I needed more Iron Man, honestly.
Yeah. Yep.
I actually liked the movie a lot.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Don't get me wrong. I really wanted to see more Iron Man and less Robert Downey Jr. getting drunk.
Well,
oh wait a minute, that's just like real life.
Oh snap! But I mean, someone brought up a good point that Tony Stark is, you know, he did get drunk. He wasn't drunk.
Well,
so
I'm
just
aware.
Shows
that.
You that his descent, and hopefully that, you know, they might keep with that because he got pretty bad for a while there, so
yeah,
maybe.
I mean, that was, I think that was you and me that was having that conversation.
Oh, was it? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
And the question that I wonder is if they continue the Iron Man series, because Tony Stark in the comic book now is very different than Tony Stark in the comic book was before he had his alcoholism blow up and got sober. He's much more serious now, especially throughout the Civil War storyline. So I wonder if they will continue that into the movies, because to be honest, modern-day comic Tony Stark would not probably make for as good a movie fodder as snarky, sarcastic, cocky Tony Stark.
I don't think that would fit Robert Downey either.
No.
All right. So there we go.
The movie was almost like a corporate thriller.
A corporate thriller.
Yes.
That's an interesting, it's an interesting statement. All right. Next question comes from Flex. So Flex. Hey guys, greetings from Cape Town, South Africa.
Nice.
How are you all doing? Well, just dandy. Thank you for answering my previous questions. Congratulations to Zero and Wombat for the children.
Thank you very much.
I think that is a big step in anyone's life. Good luck. And thank you guys for accepting my friend requests on PSN. Since my previous question, I have finally replaced my broken PS3, got 120 Slim, and my girlfriend got me a 360, and now I'm a happy dual console owner. It's great.
Oh. It is great.
I don't really know the 360 library that well, so I got all the big 360 games and finished them, so I've already played Gears, Halo, Mass Effect. Mass Effect 1 and 2 are amazing. Those two games alone are worth the price of the console. The two Gears games are also amazing. My girlfriend really enjoyed the co-op. I was a bit disappointed with the Halo games, just like I was with Resistance 2. It has really solid gameplay, but it got a bit boring after a while. Can you guys recommend me any other good exclusive games for the system, old or new? Does not matter, as they are all new to me. I mainly play single-player and split-screen games, not really into online gaming. Well, I will stand right up and tell you right now to go buy Crackdown.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree.
Crackdown is one of the best games on that system, by far. That's exclusive, anyway.
What else?
Alan Wake. I mean, if you're into that, it's good. I don't really want to say yes or no on Alan Wake.
If you like story-driven games,
yeah,
it's
story-driven,
really good.
Yeah, it's a really good narrative game. Racing games, if you like Forza.
There you go. Forza's a great game.
Yeah.
If you can find it, snowboarding, Amped.
Oh, Amped 3 was a phenomenal game.
If
I
you
love
can find
that.
It.
Yeah, you should be able to find it on Amazon.
Well, maybe.
I'm trying to think of, because 360 doesn't have a lot of exclusives. Snap!
Splinter Cell?
The new Splinter Cell's not bad. I mean, if you can play it split-screen, so that's a pretty big thing. Co-op split-screen?
Yeah.
So that's pretty big. I mean, if you're into that, which he is, so that's
Lost
definitely...
Odyssey.
If you like those... If you like traditional JRPGs, I would say yeah. That and Blue Dragon, actually.
Real quick...
If you like Piña Coladas...
Real quick, you said on Amazon, which you can find, for $64.
It's $64?
$64.
Man, I didn't know it was worth that much. Snap. That's awesome, though, that game was... Way to go. Way to go, Amp.
Which one?
Amp 3.
Oh, Amp 3. Amp 3 is $64?
New. Dude, but you can find it, obviously, cheaper for you.
Oh, I was going to say, I've got Amp 3 on my shelf downstairs.
Dude, you got to put that shit on eBay.
It sounds like it's going the way of Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
It says right here you can get it new for $12.99.
No. Well, that's from other... But buy new, $64. And then you have the other options. I don't know what, you know.
It says new. iNet Video.
It says buy new $64. That's the most expensive.
No, actually, the most expensive is Video Plays for $68.99.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it's special.
It is special.
Maybe it's signed.
It's a signed copy of somebody you've never met.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. 360 exclusives. What?
I think he played them all, actually.
He's nailed the big ones.
Yeah, he's got the good ones.
Let me see here. Let me pull up a quick search. See if I can think of one. Ow. Thank you for that. Nothing on here is exclusive. It's terrible.
Left 4 Dead.
That's on PC, though. I mean, he has a PC.
Well. He didn't say anything about playing PC games.
Well, I guess he didn't. Shadow Complex, there's one.
Yeah.
That's a great game.
Well, pretty much any of the good XBLA games.
That are exclusive.
Well, there's a lot that are exclusive.
Yeah, I know. But Shadow Complex is the one that always stands out to me. That and Trials.
Yes.
Because Trials is my hero.
Trials is awesome.
Oh, I love Trials. I know I'm going to get flamed for this, but Viva Pinata is really good. I'm sorry, it is. You'll suck it. Yeah. None of you have played it, so you can say nothing.
No, you made me play Viva Pinata.
Party Animals is not what I'm referring to.
Awesome, crappy.
I am not referring to Party Animals. That game is terrible.
Viva Pinata game, and how dare you make me play that?
Yeah, whatever. You whore achievements too. You played Avatar.
I did.
But if he wants to play a game with his girlfriend co-op, you should get the second Viva Pinata. It is really good.
Yep.
I'm the only one in here who's played it, so shut up.
I played the first one.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
It was okay. Mm. I don't know. It was just something about it that just didn't click with me.
Yeah. Okay, Angry Birds.
Oh.
All right, we're going to move on, because if we try to think up Xbox 360 exclusives, this show will go on forever.
Yeah. So, but the main one?
Crackdown. Yes.
Absolutely.
This question, number two, this question is mainly to K-Dub.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is studying at the moment. But all you guys can answer from past experience. I'm busy training to become a pilot. So unfortunately, I have a lot of theory work to study as well. My question is, how do you fit in all the great games while you still have to study? I try to finish all my work earlier in the day and play games in the evening.
Well, the main thing is try to find the money and the means to get the great games.
I know what you do.
When I do, it's typically 97% of the time is... I play games on Friday nights and Saturdays because I'll Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday I try to get my homework done. Thursday's a spillover day in case I had any trouble. So typically Friday night, Saturday, and if I get my work done in a timely fashion on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll play a little bit Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights. So typically weekends, though.
You know what really helps though? Living at home and not having a job.
Okay.
Snap.
Well, it does.
Hey, that helps.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a lie?
I can imagine where that would help.
Can you?
How can that help?
Gamba saw the same thing. It's because you don't have to get up and go to work.
Yeah, I mean, living at home and not having a job gives you more time to study, I think, is what he's going for.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
You disagree?
Well, it's one. I don't want to get into it because right now I'm in a touchy situation with about how I really want a job. So I think.
Well, I know you want a job.
Progress forward. So let's move.
Okay, next question.
All right.
Next question is, who did you sleep with in Mass Effect 2, and how many of your crew died in the final mission?
Let's see. Miranda and Zero.
Well, I'm flattered. I actually... you slept with both of them?
No. I slept with Miranda, and zero of my crew members died.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
I'm so confused. I didn't sleep with anybody, and at the end of my game, Jack died, Garrus died, and... I thought there was one other one, but I can't remember who it was. Oh, the blah, blah, blah. What's his nuts? The Geth dude.
Legion.
Yes, Legion died.
Let's see, since I played as the female Shepherd, I slept with Garrus.
I bet you did.
And the dialogue was absolutely hilarious. So, it was worth it just for that.
Did it turn you on?
You can actually get the same dialogue... as a male with Garrus, it just doesn't go to the same place. But you can still get the same story.
I thought it was pretty funny. Garrus walks in the room. He's like, I got a bottle of wine.
Yeah, you don't get any of that.
I bet
the
Jason
story
wishes
that leads
you could.
Up to the romantic encounter. It just doesn't turn romantic.
Yeah. All right, next one, because I know K-Dub did not finish Mass Effect 2.
I haven't played Mass Effect 2.
Who did you sleep with in the first game?
Shit, I don't remember.
You don't remember who you bumped uglies
oh,
with?
Oh, it's, oh god, I would say the weird-looking chick, but there's a lot of weird-looking chicks.
The blue girl?
What color was she?
I think it was the blue girl.
Smurfette.
Smurfette, okay.
Well, blue girl or just a plain, normal human girl in the first one?
It's the blue girl.
Okay.
Everybody goes for the alien love.
I tried to go for the human love, but it didn't work out.
Were you a man or a woman?
I was a man.
Okay, well that explains why. I don't... Well, no, that doesn't explain why. Never mind. next question. Can Wombat do his Russian accent again? That was really great.
I'm understanding why you're wanting me to do Russian accent again. Anytime I talk, combination of voice and raw sexuality makes the women want to have sex with me. It is possible you are now wanting to have sex with me, but you have to fight urge. You have to move past.
You already claimed to have had sex with me.
Not you, caller who asked for Russian accent.
Ah, well, I don't
caller,
think...
Caller, writer, whatever. I'm done.
All right.
Crunchy cinnamon toast.
Crunchy cinnamon toast. That sounds delicious. Do you guys have an estimate of how many people download the show each week?
6,000.
Nope.
Billion. actually, I think the only thing I can track is how many subscribers we have, and I think we are at we've been pretty consistent at about 1,000. So, as far as downloads go, I don't really know.
So, subscribers, are we talking about iTunes?
You can subscribe through that or RSS. So, I can't track I can track iTunes.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of a generalization. I think we have about 700 or 800 through iTunes. And the rest of them are through RSS feeds, so...
Gotcha. And then there's no telling how many people direct download it.
Yeah, I can't track direct download, so...
So at least 4 billion.
At least 4 billion. I mean, at least half the population of Earth.
Actually, yeah. That's, I believe, the entire population of Earth.
That's the only the ones you know about.
Oh, gotcha.
You don't know about the hidden ones.
The hidden ones.
Can you guys explain to me who accused you of wearing money hats and why they said you do?
No one jumping up to answer that one.
Nobody jumped up to answer that. It was frustrated fury.
Yeah.
He only accused you of wearing a money hat for zero.
Oh, no. He accuses everybody who does that.
No.
Yeah.
I was never accused of wearing a money hat.
Wearing a money hat.
I've got to... Oh, shit. That's not what I wanted. Damn it. I needed a sound effect, and I don't have one. Because the next question I can't ask. I was going to censor it like the South Park episode. And I can't do it. So question 7 is just going to be blank. I can't answer that question out of respect to our fellow host.
What is it?
If you pull up...
Yeah. I gotcha.
Okay, you got it? Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
He has asked us not to say that anymore, so I'm going to... I will respectfully skip question 7.
Going to acquiesce to his request.
Yes. Because I have that much.
Question 7, because I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, go to the thread, third page, flex, question 7. Okay. Thank you for a great show each week, and keep up the good work at ZTGD. It is the only site I trust for reviews before I buy a game. P.S. Red Dead Redemption is awesome. Excellent. All right. What time are we at? We're at 1:45. How many tweets do we have? Do we have a lot?
Oh, you know what? I haven't even checked it, if I'm being 100% honest with you.
All right.
I didn't even tweet that we were starting the show.
Oh, there's the sound effect I wanted. Son of a bitch.
I was not prepared today.
Oh, that's all right. We're still getting back into this.
Oh, I got you now. Okay.
You see now?
And yes. It has been tried. That's all I'll say.
That has been tried?
Yes.
I bet it has. I wanted to get in, I'll tell you that much, after I saw that picture. I mean, who wouldn't?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about, so I'm going to work on getting the tweets up and running here.
I'll pretend like I asked the question and use my sound effect. Let's see. Let me read the question. Has Gambus ever... Yes. There, I answered it.
With promises of kisses.
Gambus promised me a kiss, so...
What? I don't remember this.
Gambus Khan gave me a kiss.
Oh, snap.
What?
I just let you know that I have a bar of soap that they sent me with Red Dead Redemption. We could share it if you want.
Oh my god.
Says it's good for it's tough on blood and manure.
What? Okay. Is this the Brokeback Mountain DLC for Red Dead?
It might be. I can't quit you, Gambus.
Alright, so Mookie's Groove says, welcome back, guys, I miss you.
Oh, we miss you too.
We miss you guys too.
Yes.
Is that the only one we have?
No. So Doom says, oh, I don't know that I can answer this one.
Ask it or answer it.
The aforementioned.
Oh.
Ooh.
Gambus, I told you ruined my whole stand up routine.
D. Huff says, Russian podcast, absolutely hilarious. So thank you for that. So Doom says, oh my god, the Russian bit made me look like a psycho to all the passengers I drive. Key134 says, just got Red Dead Redemption, and first off, the game is awesome, but I think it'd be better if you could play poker online.
I agree.
Ooh.
I agree.
Mmm.
Vigilante8 says, hey, how are you? I just want to say that the Russian accents last show were really funny. Keep on doing it.
Oh, Jesus. You've started a phenomenon.
Started something here, I guess. Vigilante8 says, any funny moments that you encountered while playing Red Dead Redemption? To me, it's riding a donkey off a big cliff, but the donkey died and I survived.
I didn't know that they would go off of a cliff because mine always stops. I've tried to do
I've
that.
I've seen some video of people riding horses off cliffs, so...
I wonder how you get them to do that. I guess you gotta have full trust or something.
I guess.
I still haven't hog-tied anybody and put them on a train track yet, though.
Yeah, that, I kind of want to do that, too, but I don't even have my lasso yet in my game.
But that will give me some kind of negativity. And I'm a goody-two-shoes.
Yeah. Goody-goody-two-shoes.
Tyrant94 says, hey, N4G dudes, back from Peru and have three Gamefly games waiting for him. Alan Wake, Lost Planet 2, and Red Dead. Which one should he play first?
Ouch.
Yikes.
Lost Planet if you have friends, Red Dead if you're playing single player, and Alan Wake if you want to play a story game. That's the shortest one.
I'd say if you don't have friends that are going to play it with you, I'd play Alan Wake first, since it's shorter than Red Dead.
Yeah, and then dig into Red Dead.
Right. Anybody else?
I agree.
I totally agree.
Chuck Bartowski 1 says, I cried. F you lost, that's twice, and I never cry. F you, that was some incredible shit rewatching.
It was a very touching ending.
Yeah. And what an ending it was.
I've never watched Lost, don't know that I plan to, but I will take your word for it.
I will tell you this much, I finally watched the end of 24, and it was almost like emotional, not the ending, but the fact that when, you know how when they go to commercial it always does a little ticker thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they ended the show, it ticked down from 3, 2, 1, and then had all zeros.
Nice.
And it was like, you know it's over now. Made me cry.
Shanghai 6 posted about his Front Towards Gamer Radio interview with Gambus Khan.
Yes, I listened to that. I did.
I have not listened to it. I tried to, but my phone for some reason was jacked up, so I couldn't listen to it.
I did listen to that, and I have to say that Shanghai 6 is a cool dude, and Gambus Khan was the ambassador.
The ambassador. Right?
He is the ambassador, man.
Let's see. H-Dogger gave us a Follow Friday mention, so thanks for that. I appreciate it. D-Huff says, missing the N4G podcast, but looking forward to his return next week. He posted this last week. Says, when are we going to see an Alpha Protocol review?
When the game comes out, I actually have to say this because it cracks me up, but all of the reviews are embargoed until Tuesday, unless you scored it higher than an 8.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that sounds familiar.
Yeah, that was the same thing with another game.
Yeah, with another game.
So anybody, yeah, anybody else. Say,
only it was 8.5.
Yeah.
Let's see. Luckily, that game at least was good. Chuck Bartowski once said, posted a picture of a painting that he did and asked, do you like? I don't know if anybody else saw it. It's good.
I would need to find it. Go ahead and go on, and I will look.
And then he said, also, I got the new EGM, and I approve. Especially love EGMI, which is the online one. And he says he will subscribe. D-Huff then says, you guys excited about a new Twisted Metal?
I was for a long time, and it's become my killer instinct again.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Tyrant94 says, hey, N4G dudes, the heat here in New York City is starting to suck, and he was curious if any of you hate the summer as much as I do.
I hate the summer with a passion. I would rather be in freezing cold.
Yeah.
I love the summer.
Well, you go outside then, summer. You freak.
You're a freak. Because I actually enjoy being outside.
No, I enjoy being outside, but not when my balls are on fire.
You're a liar.
When your balls are on fire.
Exactly.
Wow.
Jay Borsick says, hey guys, just wanted to swing by and ask what collector's editions in 2010 are worth it. Have a great show.
I thought the Alan Wake was...
The Alan Wake one was, yeah, if you want the game.
Yeah.
Halo, I gotta say that's pretty badass.
Yeah, with the sculpture?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I want that. I'm looking at Chuck Bartowski's photo, by the way, and that's cool.
It is cool.
That is cute. What else has been announced? Well, see, that's the thing is they announce collector's editions for everything, and I don't really know what's coming in any of them.
I think I'm looking forward to the StarCraft II collector's edition.
See, that's just a waste for me, because it just contains the original game.
No, it contains the original game on a really cool looking flash drive, and it includes the soundtrack to the game.
Well, I hope it includes the sequel.
Yeah. it includes the soundtrack, and it also includes a art book.
That's the quintessential shit, though. It's the same shit.
It is, but the thing is, I bet they're going to go full on out, and it's going to be. I'm sure it's going to be a high quality box, and not just a little afterthought booklet like a lot of art books are.
Well, I'm sure it is, but you're going to look at it once and then stick it in a closet, and you paid $100 for it.
Well, to me, the collector's editions are collector's editions for me. I mean, that's part of the reason why I buy them. If it's just added game content, I mean, that's cool and all, but I get more excited about, the collectability of the item. And I love game music, so I'd buy the soundtrack by itself for $20. I mean,
oh my lord, son! You need to discover iTunes.
Hey, hey, man! I did discover iTunes, and that's awesome.
Okay, well then you shouldn't pay $20, because otherwise you're pulling a Killer Wolverine over there and paying $1 for something free.
Oh, what the hell!
He does it more than I do.
I know he does.
What the hell? Honestly, I don't really know other collector's editions that have been announced, so I don't...
Everything will have a collector's edition. Whether or not it's worth it, I won't know until I see it. The only one I know the details of are the Halo one.
I'm pretty sure Black Ops is going to have one.
Oh, it's freaking yeah. Call of Duty, man. You know it's going to come with, like, a pellet gun or something.
If it comes with a pellet gun, I might have to invest in it.
Oh, yeah, that's all you need. Can shoot stuff.
Yes. Destruction.
Well, I wouldn't have to worry about it. Your aim's so bad in first-person shooters, you couldn't hit me anyway.
Shut up!
Wait, what's next?
What did you N4G crew? What game have you completed the most from any generation? He says, oh, this is Shot Caller 33, by the way. He says his is Metal Gear Solid 4. He beat it 7 times.
Metal Gear Solid 65 times.
Wow.
No, you have not beat it 65 times.
Yes, actually I have.
You have beat the game 65 times.
25 in Japanese, 40 in English.
Holy crap.
That is unbelievable.
People,
that makes me want to cry.
People really, really underestimate my love for that game.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Ain't that the truth?
I think Gambus actually watched me beat it 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, in Japanese.
Yeah, I knew that game forward and backward. I could beat it in like 2.5 hours if I skipped all the cutscenes, obviously.
And what was interesting about that game was I was engaged in what was going on in the game, even though I couldn't understand a word what they were saying.
You know, I'm surprised you don't know any Japanese, Jason.
Konnichiwa, ohayou gozaimasu.
Well, besides all that.
Damn
well,
it.
Besides all that.
Damn it.
Namamugi namagoma namatsumango.
He knows how to say, I got
like
candy.
A
that's a Japanese tongue twister.
Okay. He knows how to say, hey, baby. Come on over and ride the Gambus pole.
And other things that we can't mention.
I didn't say a word. I said women's. I said, come over here, baby. Let me show you my Gambus pole. Because he is a pimp.
Well, that's all the Twitter shout-outs that we have.
Oh, I thought we had more than that.
Wow.
No, that's all of them.
Snap.
So, as always, if you're not following us on Twitter, follow us at N4G Podcast. You can also follow us all individually at ZTGD, at Killer Wolverine, at GambusCon, and at RWombold. RWOMBOLD.
And I have to leave everybody with this piece of advice, that they once made a Chuck Norris toilet paper, but it wouldn't take shit from anybody.
Snap.
So there you go. That's your fact for the day.
I like that.
It's your factoid for the day.
It's your factoid for the day. Gambus, I know you have some things to say.
Some shout outs.
So do whatever you got to do.
Okay, yeah.
Do it.
First off, if you're on iTunes, leave us a review. We like 4-star reviews and 5-star reviews. But
we'll take a one or two.
But here's the thing. If you just want to leave a 3-star review or a 2-star review, just give us a 1-star review.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Why?
because we're not a middle of the road podcast.
Oh Jesus.
We're either really good or we suck really, really bad. So,
so okay, it's either on behalf of myself, I'm perfectly fine with a 2 or a 3 instead of a 1.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Okay. You know.
So in his opinion, we're a 1 or a 5. So if you leave a 4, don't fucking bother either.
No,
take 4, shove it up your butt.
4s are good. 4s
oh,
are good.
So that's a double standard. You're whatever.
Just leave us whatever rating you think we deserve.
I gotta read this one too.
Says, unless you think we deserve a 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah. Apparently, Jesus can walk on water, but Chuck Norris could swim through land. Eat that.
Wow. Swim through land.
Oh, this shit is funny. You need to follow this shit.
What is it?
Chuck Norris, N-O-R-R-I-Z.
Alright, I'll have to look at it.
Oh my god. He can divide by 0. How about that shit?
I got some shout outs.
Shout it, boy.
Shout it.
Okay. The normal shout outs. The crew at the Evolve Gaming Podcast.
Money Hat Frustrated Fury.
Yes. Oh yeah. And the crew of Numb Thumb Gaming, John Whitehouse, John W.
Is John still on Numb Thumb or is he strictly Game Noob now? I'm so confused by that.
You know, I'm confused about that as well.
I think he does both.
Because yeah. I didn't even think... I tried to find Numb Thumb the other day, and the only thing that exists is Kaz's blog.
I don't think they've done a podcast. I hope he corrects me if I'm wrong, but I don't think they've been doing a podcast for a while.
Yeah, because I looked for Numb Thumb, and it doesn't even exist anymore. I found his blog, though, but I didn't find Numb Thumb. But Game Noob is up. I see that all the time.
Yeah.
It's such a confusing endeavor. Please fill us in.
Yes. Shout out to Game Noob. Noob. And noob. Shout out to the Pink and Deadly podcast.
Gambus really likes the ladies.
Yes, I do. They're awesome. And I got some new special shout outs.
This is why you don't actually ever finish any games, because you spend all your time listening to podcasts.
Hey, don't diss people who listen to podcasts. You realize we're doing one right now.
I'm not dissing people who listen to them. He just listens to way too many. He could have a job doing that.
Yeah. And I would love it.
I'm sure you would.
Let's see. I got to give a shout out to my new friend, Steven Machuga, a.k.a. Shanghai Six from the Front Toward Gaming podcast.
He corrected you on his name, didn't he?
Yeah. Yes, I was like, Steven, let's just say his name's Steven. That's what I said last time. But, yeah, the Front Towards Gamer podcast, the newest episode, episode 5, he interviews yours truly. And I was pretty nervous about it. I was like, I'm getting interviewed. This is kind of odd. It's a one-on-one interview, so it was pretty fun. I really enjoyed it.
You're used to being the interviewee, not the interview. No, the interviewer, not the interviewee.
Yeah, so it's kind of the tables were turned a little bit. So that's awesome. Everybody should download his podcast. It's very informative. He also had an interview with a guy named Hip Hop Gamer, and the interview with him was really, really entertaining.
That's one way to put it, I guess. I listened to that one too.
Yeah. And then there's another shout out for a new podcast I've been listening to lately, and that is the Red Sun Gamer podcast.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Mitsuhara.
Yes. Yes, I just started listening to it. I listened to all four episodes within 2 days.
Wow. And,
one of the times I was listening, I was mowing the grass. So it made mowing the grass really enjoyable. And
probably the first time you've ever said that, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
Except for the time he did it in the nude.
Oh.
You gotta watch doing that.
I don't want to watch doing that.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
You ain't got no tan lines on that Gambit's cone.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Red Sun Gamer podcast is a game. It's a gaming podcast that pretty much talks all about Japanese gaming.
Right.
Because the three gentlemen that host it, they're currently living in Japan.
Gotcha.
So
title of the show.
Well, I mean, the thing is, though, I mean, I've listened to other Japanese gaming podcasts where it was, you know, people living in the U.S. and it was just because they were into Japanese-made games. But this is like, you know, the actual information from Japan itself. So they have like a part of a segment of their podcast where they talk about video game magazines, where they talk about the latest news. And they talk about all kinds of stuff that I've never even heard of yet. Probably won't be for like months away. They call the segment, I think they call it Zoshi Time or something like that. Like, Zoshi Time! It kind of rolls off the tongue, and I found it to be a really enjoyable show. So, you gotta check them out.
Alright.
Yeah.
Giggity.
Interesting.
Anything else?
So does that wrap it up?
Yep.
You are the ambassador.
You are the ambassador.
Hey, I try, man. It's all about bringing people together.
It's all about bringing the pain. Bringing the thunder. Yeah.
Yes.
Anybody else have anything?
No, I'm done.
Kill Wolverine?
No.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd ask you. Every time we don't ask you, and you're like, fuck you.
Well, I didn't have anything to say.
That was with questions. Well, answering the questions, so suck it.
We thought you might have like a shout out or something.
If I did, I would have said something.
Well, okay. All right. Well, I guess that wraps it up. We'll be back next week, the same bat time and the same bat channel.
Are you committed Indeed. To that answer?
excuse me. Am I committed to that answer? Is that what you said?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, I am. I'm committed, bitch.
I don't know how committed I am.
Yeah, this is true. He's on alert right now, like yeah. I was a couple weeks ago, or about
I
a month
am on
ago.
Alert.
Baby. Yeah.
So what is the actual doo-doo date?
Doo-doo.
I did say doo-doo. Yes, June 9th, huh? So yeah, it is next week.
Wow. Yep.
Wow. Crap, man.
Oh, my God.
It should be interesting.
Absolutely.
All right, Gambus. K-Dub, it's your turn.
Huh?
Babies? I mean, it's never fucking mind.
I thought you were going to end the show, and then like, what? I have to end it now? What?
Dude, I think I would pay money.
He was
going
to give you a chance to do the bagok, but you passed up on it.
Actually, I was referring to them making babies, and you know, I was gonna respond with you can choose to do it together or separate. It don't matter.
Well, no to both options.
Damn, Gambus, you got shot down, son.
You did just get shot down big time.
Maybe you should have hit him up.
This show already.
You should have hit him up on Facebook.
Yeah, and here I thought my Charmin was working.
Nope.
You gotta hit him up on Facebook. That's the only way you can get it.
Yeah.
I anyway. Need more offers than just candy, so.
I'll be sending you a friend request on Facebook.
He'll be sending he'll be sending you a poke.
It gives whole new meaning to that.
Oh, yes. Indeed. But we're going to end the show now, so Mr. Khan, do as you've done since the beginning.
Alrighty then.
She is a natural. She is a centerfold, and you.